state of mind, or on helping our minds grow. Listening to narrated non-fiction books serves as a good diagnostic of your mind. If you can't understand a book that is being whispered in your ear, if it gets tangled up, if you can't focus, if you can't understand anything, then that means you are not in a normal state of mind. It means you are in the wrong state of mind, and you should make effort to recover. A wrong state of mind is not an illness, it is simply wrong, and it means a person should aim towards recovery. All great beings put themselves through some hardships to achieve, but it is always important to return to a normal state of mind. The worst thing that happens is passage of time at an accelerated rate, as we are too busy in our minds, and as the opening lines hint, falling behind on our self-education, on getting at our intellectual inheritance from books. Recovery is greatly aided by a person's level of knowledge and wisdom, which can only come from books that are captivating enough to punch through any state. These are usually adventure books that contain joy and share the adventurer's class, greatness, and, of course, knowledge and wisdom. When we inherit beautiful thoughts, ideas, and wisdom, our recovery from living in the wrong states of mind will take us higher. The key to beginning a recovery is so simple that it almost seems ridiculous and certainly strange. It is a several months long vacation that, frankly, unfairly starts with up to 2 weeks of severe debilitating doubt. The first 3 days are the worst. The moment it occurs to you that your boss has been calling because you did not come back from your 2 week vacation, your whole body will feel wrong, and you will want to run back, crawl into the toxic existence that was limiting your mind. You must view this as the toxicity that was absorbed by your body, leaving you, making its final last-ditch effort to keep you in the wrong state. After the first few days, and certainly after the first few weeks, your doubt will turn into a kind of restrained, silent anger towards yourself, as you will understand that you are doing all that toxic stuff to your own self. By that time, you will understand that a wrong state is like a prison for your mind. It is important that you take your vacation in a beautiful place. You can't recover from overwork by checking into a motel shack in some concrete jungle. Likewise, you will not recover well if you head towards an annoying tourist trap full of shallow retirees that never noticed the prison around their now pudgy head. The most beautiful places are probably found on the great trails. Though they may be well traveled, the adventurers there will be in the right state of mind. I think being able to see the mountains, the ocean, or endless lakes is also very important for recovery. That infinite kind of scenery helps our minds unwind. Finally, upon your recovery, consider helping the younger generations. Create a 2-hour narrated book about your quest and recovery. Ensure that it has a beautiful cover image, beautiful photography and typography. Give it away as a free download and maybe self-publish a leather-bound signed version. You don't have to speak about your recovery to the younger generations. Just your younger self. Give them the advice that you wish they had. It is tradition not to seek success as a writer while we have better things to do in life. But we can be sure that humanity will be around for long enough to read all its wise books countless many times over.